birthday 30.
Thank you very much.
And what a marvellous way to celebrate it then, and to drinking cocktails.
Definitely, my favourite, cocktails.
And how many have you had so far today?
Oh, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah, 8. Yeah.
That's impressive. Are they all the same, all different?
All different. Gin, champagne, cocktails, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's still early.
Yeah, but it is my birthday, so.
It is, so
yeah.
That's right. So yeah. I believe you do TikTok.
Yes, yeah.
Tell me about TikTok.
TikTok famous, aren't you?
How many followers have you got?
120,000.
Okay, that's impressive.
Yeah, no, it's a surprise. It's mental.
Yes. And why do you think you have 120,000 followers?
I've spoken about something not many people speak about on TikTok. So I think because of that, because people haven't heard about it before, they started following me.
And what is that?
Binge eating disorder, an eating disorder that not many people talk about. People talk about anorexia and bulimia, but they don't talk about binge eating disorder.
Okay.
So I started talking about it now. Yeah, and a lot of people could relate to it.
Okay, so that's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's a very good thing.
Yeah.
Okay, and so you put videos up
I do
every day?
Outfits of the day, and I do eat with me, so people don't feel like alone when they're eating, and I do what I eat in a day and things like that as well, yeah.
Okay, all right. And what is your TikTok name?
Bob Along with Kirsty.
Bob Along with Kirsty?
Yeah.
That's
going
to
be
much.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, Kirsty. <Christy.
laughs> Are you a TikTok fan?
No, I don't do TikTok. I don't know.
Claire's very shy on camera and she's shy on everything until she's had a couple of drinks and then Claire starts to come out of her shell then.
Have we got to that point yet?
Well, I am.
She's halfway there.
Halfway.
So how did you hear about the cocktail tour?
On Facebook, someone tagged us. Yeah, so we were coming to Tenby and we had nothing planned really. We were like phoning around and nobody was doing like real bookings. It was just walking. And then we saw somebody tagged us, Tuk Tuk Tour, and we thought, why not? So we booked it.
We have to say though, it's been the best fun we've had, isn't it?
Oh yeah, we've had so much fun. We've only been on it for like, what time is it even? Like half an hour, isn't it? Yes. But we've had so much fun.
Yeah, it was fun. The driver's brilliant. We're gonna go back now after tonight. I'm going to recommend the Tuk Tuk to everyone.
So what sort of setup do you have? Do you have a camera-wise? And...
Oh no, I use my iPhone and a tripod. Yeah, I don't need these days as well, you don't need much. If you've got an iPhone, you've got a tripod, you're sorted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where's the best place you've ever been? Anywhere?
The best place in the world?
Ireland for me.
Ireland?
Yeah.
Whereabouts in Ireland?
Oh. Dublin, Kilkenny. I go there every 2 years for the Six Nations. Best fun ever.
Okay.
It is.
This place is lovely now.
What place?
About Wales.
Oh yeah. Well, if you go to Ireland now for the Six Nations, best fun you'll ever have.
Do you make money from it?
Yes, I do, yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
And that is by?
Well, TikTok have a creator fund, so like with every view that you have, you make money from it. So if you have like a certain amount of followers, you start to make money from it then, so every video you make money, and then also people will pay you to make ads as well, so like ads for things. So like the other day a boutique from London, they sent me dresses and I did an ad for them, so it's like, yeah,
get to keep the dresses.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And could you give up work?
No,
so it's a bit of it's
I have a business here, so I would never give up my business. No, me and Claire work on it together. I wouldn't give it up anyway, even if I made like all the money in the world, I'd never give that up. No.
So how much time a day do you give to your TikTok followers?
2 hours a day, I'd say, like videos and commenting and things.
It's
like
a lot
that,
of work, yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah, but like that's just, you know, it's just 2 hours a day, it's not that much. Yeah.
No. Okay, brilliant. Yeah. So we'll move on to the next place.
Oh nice.
And
so when we go to the next place, do we get to choose our cocktails or do we have to just have one of these again? Because I feel like I'll sober up by the time I get back to Tenby.
You're listening to Stories of Discovery and Adventure from Adventures in a Tuk Tuk podcast, now available on iTunes.